Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey everybody, it's Beau here. You know, last week we mentioned that I was going to be out of the country this week, and I was. I actually just got back in late last night. It's Saturday morning as I'm recording this. And so, as we mentioned last week, this week's episode is going to be out a little bit later than normal. That being said, we do have an episode coming your way in ideally the next day or so. It's a great kind of a crossover event style episode with the guys from Starkville Labs. I got to give a very special thanks to both Derek and Steve for coming on the show and really kind of basically saving us a little bit, because Bell, as much fun as Bell is and as great as he is with the OMG science and whatnot, he is not the technical mastermind of this podcast. And so having them come on, especially Steve, who was able to record everything and even allow them to broadcast live, it really means a lot. And so we really appreciate those guys. Be sure to check out StarkvilleLabs.com if you've not done so already. And check out the stuff that Steve does as well, geekoutonline.com for his various podcasts, which are all excellent. I've been listening to his stuff for like years. So the fact that not only was he able to fill in my absence, but also be kind of the technical guru behind the scenes, it's honestly like a podcaster dream come true. It's really awesome. So big thanks to both those guys. So look for that episode coming your way soon. I'm not on it, but I did want to give 2 cents on something that I've seen floating around on Twitter over the last couple of hours. And that's this idea of Barry and how he handled the big moment at the end of this episode. You know, I got a chance. I actually watched the show on the flight back home, which was really nice. And when it came to the big moment, of course, where Zoom kills his father, you know, obviously the writing was on the wall last week. We talked about it. We knew that this was coming. But man, it was powerful when they did it. The thing is, a lot of the criticism that I've kind of seen floating around on Twitter are people that think that Barry didn't handle that well, that for some reason, like, okay, he just stood there and let it happen. And, you know, I could understand that criticism if it was like just some random metahuman or even just a criminal holding a gun to his father. Obviously, Barry has the ability to jump in and stop that from happening. That's not the case. This is Zoom we're talking about. This is another speedster, right? So this guy, Zoom, holding his father across the room is the equivalent of somebody holding a gun to your father across the room. Barry is just as powerless to stop that event as you are. And if he runs towards him, he's likely to get his father killed. So him pleading to Zoom's humanity is actually the best case scenario. It's actually the best move that he's got in that situation. Again, we're not talking about just some random criminal. This is Zoom. This is another speedster. So I think it's worth noting that the way that Barry handled that makes a lot of sense to me, especially given the fact that he was in shock. Yeah, I would almost imagine him to run in and get his father killed immediately. But no, I thought he actually handled it well. I mean, his best play there was trying to appeal to Zoom's humanity. And anyway, so I just wanted to add my 2 cents in from that big moment. Obviously, there's a lot that happened this episode. And I know that Derek, Stephen, Bell have got a lot of great things to share. From what I've been told, once I get it in, it's going to be a fun one to edit. That's what they have informed me of. So I'm not really sure what to expect yet. But as soon as I get that in, I'll get it edited. And hopefully we'll get that out to you this weekend. So heads up that is coming your way. We really appreciate your patience. We love you guys. Thank y'all so much for sticking with us as we go through kind of these travels and scheduling and all the fun stuff there. Again, big ups to Derek and Steve. Go check out StarkvilleLabs.com. Go check out geekoutonline.com. And you'll hear more from them soon. But until next week, I'll be back in a flash.